Hello, and welcome back to another of the Binary Choices. I've been away for some time, part laziness, part scheduling issues. No excuse for it not to be a good one, right? Right, that's far too loud. So I have found another band featuring the drumming of Jerry Fuchs, who's like my favourite drummer. That is a maths rock act at Turing Machine, and the track's called Lazy Day of the Jaguar. It's a little bit drony, but the rhythms you have to keep you moving. So now, a band that sound like Yesaya, you know, the hit they had. That is a group called Flight, and it's called When Odie Knows Your Name, and it's a kind of muscular folk. Is that what you call folk with actually a bit of a bottom end? That's good. So next, some feminist pop punk.
Crazy hand, the tennis freak around, you need some drier ground, and when you can't go on
Right, Taco Cat, the best palindrome name I've come across in some time. Yeah, they do stuff like that. They've got another track called Crimson Wave. Guess what that's about. So you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world on spiritpointsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritpointsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Now soothing German indie. I really wish I could get my levels sorted. In the night away. That's a guy from Germany. His identity is apparently something of a mystery, but he's playing a live gigs in London this month, so you know, how long is he going to keep that hidden for? Right, so a change of pace, something with a touch more groove. Well, that's enjoyable and energetic, isn't it? It's nice. It's kind of like reminiscent of like 90s soul and R&B a bit, but you know, very much of its own time. It's good. That is called Juice. It's not called Juice, it's by a band called Juice from London, and it's called Call You Out. So as we're tracking back through the decades, stylistically at least, let's go back another 10 years. Right, so that is former Love. That's probably putting it a little bit too strongly. They put out some songs that I really liked about 3 years ago. That is Celebrities, who came back with a new album last year that kind of just slipped by me. And that's just a random track I picked up called Night Heat. I'm not sure if it's supposed to have slightly more, I don't know, it basically just sounds like it should be soundtracking a horror movie, which is not necessarily the vibe the band may be going for, but it's a good vibe all the same. So whilst I stick with like moody 80s, hopefully I will have brought this in about the time the music actually starts rather than just the feedback. Top cue in.
Bye. Whoops. So that is a song that has been sat in the maybes pile for a couple of shows, and I think its main fault is that it doesn't quite achieve perfection. The lyrics are a little banal. I'm not sure if they're supposed to be pregnant with teenage angst, or they came up with like one line, decided fuck it, that'll do. And occasionally in the kind of middle bit of the song, it lags a little bit. It sacrifices a little bit of energy. But then I thought, stop being picky. It's really good for most of it. Play the song. So that is Mirror by Weekend, in case you cared. Yeah, slightly sunnier. And the reason that song fails is because it doesn't keep that funky groove going for about 8 minutes. That is Jules with Think Too Much and Feel Too Little. It's definitely music to sort of bounce down the road to with a smile on your face, despite the slightly maudlin subject matter of the lyrics. Indie.
Whoa.
Disco strings. Enthusiastic drumming. That's craft spells, and I need to breathe in before I say this. Breaking the Angle Against the Tide. Winners for today's longest title. You're not Morrissey, lads. Next. A little bit of down-tempo stuff. Then I'll G you up for the end. That is Wyoke and the Tower, and it's a little bit jerky, it's a little bit distorted, it reminds me a little bit of Supertramp's Breakfast in America. Definitely a mashup there, if I had the skills to make it. Oh wait, yeah, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world on spiritpuntsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritpuntsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. So, next, Women's Hour. Ooh, I like this band. They're enjoyably maudlin. This is almost a bit pop there, but still maudlin. quote that famous Swedish philosopher El Perro del Mar, love is not pop. But that kind of almost is.
Oh my god, it's green, the fire! Go!
Let's cut off the fake radio presenter. How did he get on there? I definitely didn't nick this off the internet. So that's Little Dragon. They put on the worst gig I've ever been to at the Kentish Town Forum. I've not really listened to them since, and they have an annoying habit of only doing one really good track per album. But who knows, maybe this is the album where they actually start living up to their potential. Hope springs eternal. So now kind of jerky electronic R&B.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a funky R&B with the swing setting on that particular keyboard set to 11. That is Young and Sick, and the track's called Glass. It's nice. So, really keep fucking that up. Next, Au Revoir Simone. Not quite Au Revoir yet. For Simone. That's a track called Somebody Who, unsurprisingly. It's good. It's a very sort of a tuneful verse and a catchy chorus, which is what music's supposed to do, if you're going for catchy. So, to be honest, I'm going to end with something that mostly qualifies as fun. You may need your air guitar for this. This is Muscle with All My Exes Died in Texas. I know some people who that applies to. So with that, I bid you good night. Don't get your beard caught in your guitar strings. See you next time. Bye.